From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. makes a two-pronged effort in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says upcoming talks in Vienna on Syria's future are the most promising opportunity in years for reaching a political solution to the civil war there.
I will head back to Vienna tonight to take the next step in our discussions with representatives from an ever-broadening group of nations, including Iran, which will join one of these multilateral gatherings for the first time.
Kerry told the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace the U.S. is engaging in both the diplomatic and military efforts to reach a solution. The United States says it has no intention to pursue long-term, large-scale ground combat operations against the Islamic State group, but Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Tuesday a change in strategy includes more airstrikes and possibly ground assaults. A White House press secretary Wednesday backed up Carter's statement, making clear the United States retains the ability to conduct limited operations in Syria. Main opposition candidate Edward Lowassa has rejected the results of Tanzania's presidential election, citing alleged fraud. Lowassa addressed a news conference Wednesday in Dar es Salaam. He was flanked by officials of parties that make up the opposition coalition. There was no immediate comment from the government. The latest official results from Tanzania's election commission show Lowassa trailing the ruling party candidate John Magufuli 59-40%. American soldiers have begun training units of Niger's army at the edge of the Sahara Desert. A U.S. military official calls it a new wave of military support for African states battling Boko Haram militants. This is VOA News. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank are keeping its key interest rate steady at a record low near zero. That's where it's been since 2008. Wednesday's decision to leave rates unchanged for the time being follows 2 days of meetings on interest rate policy. An unusual coalition of Democrats and Republicans in Congress voted to approve the U.S. Export-Import Bank. That bank has been targeted for extinction by some Republican conservatives. The lowest-ranking Republican presidential candidates held their third debate of the primary election season Wednesday. Rick Santorum, Bobby Jindal, George Pataki, and Lindsey Graham took to the stage in the western state of Colorado. They're speaking ahead of the main debate between Donald Trump, Ben Carson, Jeb Bush, Carly Fiorina, Marco Rubio, John Kasich, Chris Christie, Mike Huckabee, Ted Cruz, and Paul Rand, all running for president. The seizure by police of one of Turkey's largest media organizations, which had been critical of the ruling AKP party just days before the general election, has provoked some strong criticism. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Police used tear gas and pepper spray during the raid that has been condemned by all of Turkey's main opposition parties, accusing President Erdogan and the AKP of seeking to tighten his grip on the media ahead of the November 1st election. Pro-Kurdish HDP party leader Selahattin Demirtas warned Turkey's becoming a mafia-like state. But the AKP insists the judiciary is independent and the raid on the TV station was part of a court order seizing control of İpek Koza conglomerate, the company is accused of being linked to the Islamic cleric Fethullah Gülen. Prosecutors accuse Gülen of running a terrorist organization. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Germany's interior minister is sharply criticizing Austria for sending migrants and refugees to its border without prior notice and under the cover of night. Speaking to reporters in Berlin Wednesday, Thomas de Maizière said Austria's handling of refugees is out of order. The United Nations top human rights official told the Human Rights Council in Geneva Wednesday that fear is driving the violence in Israel and the West Bank. Zayd Rahad Al Hussein laid blame for the violence on both sides. He accused Israel of excessive force against the Palestinians and also condemned incidents of violence carried out by Jewish settlers. But he said Palestinian attacks against Israelis must stop, as well as incitement by Palestinian authorities. The U.S. says it has no intention of ending patrol missions across international waters and airspace. The White House said Wednesday the U.S. is going to go anywhere international law allows, despite a protest from China about an American warship sailing near a disputed South China Sea island. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.